Page 156. Brexit explained.
This 300-mile stretch will be the brand new external border of the European Union. And there lies the big problem. You see, they're worried about how you would go about checking the goods crossing in and out of the EU. So what are the options? Maybe you could just build some customs posts and fences along the border. But for a load of people, that is the last thing they want. Northern Ireland has had fences and checkpoints on the border before. And during that time, more than 3,600 people died in a 30-year conflict known as the Troubles. And the issue of the border was at the heart of this fighting over the sovereignty of Northern Ireland. There were fears that putting fences back up could lead to a return of the violence of the past. And like I said, nobody wants that. But negotiators, they're struggling to come up with a solution to make the border work. So why is it so hard? Well, first, we need to go back almost 100 years. This is the island of Ireland. It all used to be part of Britain into a bloody war of independence. Between 1919 and 1921, the Irish Republican Army and British security forces were at war. Then at the end of the conflict, Ireland was split up. The southern part became a separate country, but Northern Ireland stayed in the United Kingdom. But that wasn't the end of the argument. Nationalists and Republicans, mostly drawn from the Catholic community, wanted a united Ireland. Unionists and Loyalists, most of them Protestant, vowed to keep the province British. In the late 1960s, violence erupted. Republican and Loyalist paramilitaries fought each other, and British soldiers stationed in Northern Ireland clashed with Republicans. Finally, in 1998, there was a breakthrough peace deal, the Good Friday Agreement, and a drastic reduction in violence. In the years that followed, the British Army checkpoints were removed, and ID and custom checks disappeared. Now, the border is almost invisible. If you're really paying attention, you might notice the road signs changing from miles to kilometres. But that's just about it. Then Britain voted for Brexit.
Copyright Channel 4 News.